Hello, this is A Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick, and this is session four of Red Blades. We have some players today, and we'll start with the smallest. So I'll go with Blooded, and that's smallest as in characters.
Thank you for that important bit of clarification there. I am Bloodied, and I am playing the 17th brother. He is the shortest in character because he's an Ewok, and he's very, very angry, all that rage compressed into one tiny furry body.
And then next, I think, is going to be Loka.
I am Loka Centaurus, and consciousness permitting, I will be playing the 12th brother, a Mira Loka Inquisitor.
And finally, the tallest of the bunch, I believe, is Mordrigan.
Yes, I'm playing the 19th brother, a Kamasi Fortrager, who has just, if I remember correctly, leaped out the back of a transport.
Indeed. Was there anything else significant that you want to recap on from last time?
So, we went off to try and find the Dark Force item. We went looking for the item that is aligned to the Force, but the Dark Force. We went looking for that, and then we got there, and there was a cave, and we went in the cave, and there was a living area, I think there was, and also where obviously wolves were living, because there's all these weird wolves about the place. So we were like, okay, cool. We've got the item. That's going to put us in good stead. Hooray. Then we stepped outside. Well, actually, no, I'd stayed outside talking to the guards back at the mine. But when the other two came back outside, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, the mine that we're supposed to be defending has absolutely, completely, and utterly been raided by wolves and shit while we're away. Which is, of course, not perfect, because that's our actual job, not just getting...
That was your mission, yeah.
Yeah, not just getting, more dark side artifacts. So we called up the main command center and said, send us something that flies very quickly. And they said, okay. And they sent us something that flew very quickly, and we all jumped into it. Without it landing, we just all jumped in the back. And then we made it fly to the place and then turn around without landing again, and we jumped out of the back. Or rather, at least I have jumped out of the back.
Okay, so were the other two following this hurried jumping out?
17th brother was, yes.
I believe so. I believe we made it as far as the cave mouth. Because you started to tell me about how the box in my bag didn't want to go in there.
You have the Sith holocron, don't you?
I mean, you hadn't told me it was a holocron, but yes.
Well, it's in a box. I did you actually look at it? I can't remember.
Couldn't open the box.
I didn't think we could open the box, actually.
Yeah.
No, that's right. There weren't any openings.
I tried the holocron thing on it, and it did nothing. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, yeah, well, try that later. Try again later.
Okay, and this is, are you keeping it in your pack or?
Keeping it in the pack.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it doesn't want to go in the cave. It's doesn't fancy it that much.
I am going to, oh God, how much do we trust the mooks really? Is there a transport or somewhere that a wolf couldn't steal it from?
Well, there's the plane we all just turned up in.
So, yeah, there's the shuttle that you came in. There was the little hut that you stayed in. That's just there. There is a transport that seems to be waiting for a delivery of mined crystal.
And there's... Okay.
And there's a bunch of troopers shouting and the sound of gunfire.
If the shuttle is still within jumping distance, I'm going to jump back up to it. I'm going to head into the cockpit, put the box in the lap of the co-pilot and say, if you lose this, I don't care where you run, You will suffer. Got that?
He kind of nods. Okay, so you're leaving the box.
I'm going to zip back out again and yeah. It's in a shuttle. Ostensibly one of the more secure regions of the local area.
Okay. So, yeah, if you head into the cave, there are troopers kind of milling about who aren't really doing very much. But you can hear that the cave splits in two. And when you went in there before, you went down the right-hand fork as you look inside. But the cluster of troopers seems to be down the other side.
Okay, so there's a right. The troopers that we've seen as we're going in.
Yeah.
They seem uncoordinated and like they're not doing anything, right?
Well, you would assume they're supposed to be, you know, guarding the crystal as it comes out.
Right. Okay. So.
But obviously it hasn't come out yet.
Well, no. How many of them are there?
There's about six or so kind of milling around the entrance.
Right. I'll turn to the first three and say, you three, stay here, defend the entrance of the mine. You three, follow me. And then I head down in the direction of the shooting.
Okay.
I'm going to head straight towards where the shooting is. Now, when it comes to everybody else, I'm going to leave it up to them where they're going. But I'm going that way with some dudes. Three dudes.
I mean, are there other paths or is it just like one main sort of visible path?
Well, there's two, right, on each side.
I do have a little map.
Oh, okay.
If I can...
Right, hang on. I'm going to have to look at it on the other phone because I can't... Oh, Jesus Christ, what is it
Give me a minute while I work out what I'm doing here.
No worries.
Not that. Hopefully you can see that. I can't see it, but okay. I've got it here.
I'll be able to in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so the cave entrance is at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And previously you went down the left fork as you look at it.
Down to where that big thing with the roundy... The rectangular thing with the oval in it? Was that where we went last time?
So previously you went the other way to that. You went to the left. Okay.
The sort of lobster claw looking side.
Okay.
Yes.
This is great radio.
But I should have taken the picture up the other way.
Yeah.
But it's the...
That's what confused me.
The left-hand fork as you look into the cave, which is the right fork. As you look at it.
The actual left fork for me as I'm running into the cave is what we're saying. Right, I'm heading that way.
Yes, you're heading that way.
Yeah, down towards where the firing's coming from, which is, I believe, as I look into the cave, it's to my left.
It is to your left.
Excellent.
I'm going to follow him.
Okie doke.
I will follow them once I get there from the shuttle.
Yes, okay. So it's fairly dark, apart from the flash of, I want to say, red laser fire. But it seems to be coming from further on than you can vaguely see the outline of the, like, trailer thing that the crystal's on.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be further down than that.
Okay. Well, that's not a terrible thing, assuming they've loaded the crystal. I think first port of call should be to go to that thing and see if it's full of crystal.
So as you go up to it, it is one massive crystal.
Okay, right. So
going to be painful to look at.
The three guys with me, right, I assume it's secured to the trailer, yeah?
It seems to have some, like, clamp things around the edge.
Okay. I turn to the three stormtroopers who are with me and go, get it out of here, and hope they know what they're doing.
They kind of, like, look at each other and go, yes, sir, and start kind of fumbling about, going, don't really know what we're doing here. There must be an on switch somewhere.
I look at them with obvious disgust. If you don't know how to do it, get one of the miners. But I think, Blooded, do you think we should head further in? Because, I mean, this is obviously the big crystal that we need to keep a track of, but at the same time, there's fighting further on.
Yeah, we should. I think we will have to trust in the competence of the stormtroopers, and I can't believe I said that with a straight face.
Well, in our defense, the other brother is coming up behind us, so maybe he can get it moving?
Maybe.
In which case, we're going to start heading towards, you know, the sound of firing.
So there are three forks here.
God.
Okay. You can't really determine which one. They all seem to have firing noises coming from them.
Okay. I'm going to do a quick check with the Force and see if the Force wants me to go anywhere particular.
Okay.
The Force says I get two.
At this moment, it strongly wants to move away from the very large crystal.
Fair enough.
But you can. There does seem to be something down the middle.
Okay.
Section, maybe?
So if I'm looking at the three entrances, I'm labelling the one on the left one, the middle one two, and the little one three. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go down two, unless you particularly want to.
17th brother shakes his head.
Okay, I will go down two. You check one of the others?
I will take one.
Okay.
I will head down one.
I'll head down two, and hopefully our other brother will do something with the giant fucking crystal.
Okay, so you two can head off down your
respective holes.
Passages. Yeah. 17th brother, are you attempting to even look at this crystal?
I'm 12.
You're 12? Oh, sorry.
I'm 19.
12, sorry.
I'm probably going to come round the corner, see it, and then go, what the fuck? Okay, I guess that's what we're here for. And then I'm going to attempt to see the thing that it's on. Because nobody's told me whether it's on a thing or whether it's being hauled by hand.
Can you make a...
Probably not.
You can give it a go. A forceful roll.
Forceful. Oh, dear. I get a total of one.
Nice.
And I don't know that I can tag anything.
I don't. It's not really going to help anyway. So.
That bad.
The crystal is, well, when you go and find your own crystal for your lightsaber, you hear a specific song, so you know which is yours. But that crystal is like an inch long. This crystal is about 6 foot long.
Uh-huh.
And it's whiting out your senses, and there's a massive noise. Well, you assume it's its song, but it's too kind of loud to even try hearing it.
Cool. So I'm probably standing at the junction and going, oh, cool. You know what? This way, please. I'm going to try and force pull it.
Okay.
And hope to hell that I get a better number than last time. Oh, well, that's not great. I'm going to say that I want to try and be careful with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to bash it into the wall or anything. I can't count it as being sneaky since it's in the middle of a firefight being watched by troopers. Careful is probably my best hope.
Okay, if you want to give it a go?
Yeah, total of four.
Okay, you do manage to kind of, it's on like a trailer type thing, and you do manage to almost flatten one of the troopers who's fumbling about, but it doesn't move very, very far very quickly. It's going to take some time to actually get it out this way?
It's my best current option. And hopefully one of the troopers who's been told to move the damn thing will find the on switch soon.
That one of them's on the floor because he's kind of been knocked over by your attempt. The other two are still... It does seem to be like a little like touch screen pad control thing on the side.
Does it have a remote?
You could potentially connect to it from your wrist communicator slash control section.
That would probably be my best bet. And I will probably think of it right after I've done the impulsive thing of force pull.
Okay, it'll take some time to program, but you should be able to do it from there. So I'll leave you doing that. If I don't go down tunnel one, so 17th brother, you can hear gunfire down here. The tunnel is quite small, so luckily you don't have any problem getting through. If anyone else had come down this way, they would probably have to have crawled on their hands and knees. Yeah.
Okay.
Just as planned.
But you do, as you're going along, it's quite windy, but you do see like movement in front of you.
Two-legged or four-legged?
You think four-legged.
I ignite my saber.
Okay, in the glow of the red, you see two or three wolves kind of cut across in front of you, about 10 meters in front. They're heading from left to right.
Can I reach any of them to hit them?
I mean, you could like throw yourself forward, but it's, as I say, it's not very, the cave walls are quite short here, so there's not a lot of room to do jumping.
Am I better just following them? Okay, so I'll just sort of try and chase after them. I hope we can get to some sort of place where it's easier for me to get at them.
Okay. 19th brother.
Yes.
You are down tunnel two.
I am indeed. I am proceeding at speed because I'm a bit concerned.
Okay, you fairly quickly, as you're running along, find several bodies of troopers.
Right, okay. We're in the Star Wars universe. You're never more than 5 foot away from a dead stormtrooper, but let's go.
Yeah, so there was obviously some kind of ambush at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you carry on going there, you can see blast marks on the walls. Another like 20 meters or so, there's a line of troopers seem to be firing at something.
Okay. Well, I shall head towards them, because if I then follow what they're shooting at, I'll be able to see what they're shooting at. And more importantly, I'll be able to horribly murder what they're shooting at. Don't think I have time to go stealthy, so this is literally just going to be, I'm going to run up and smack you on.
Okay, are you just going to like attack the first one, or are you going
to... Well, I can't see what they're doing yet, so I'm going to run over to our stormtroopers and survey the forward area. You know, the one they're firing at.
Okay. So there are four troopers here.
Right. Good.
There seem to be like wolves darting and like crisscrossing between different small tunnels in front of them.
Okay. I have a question. Are they just randomly firing into the middle? Is that what they're doing?
They seem to be just, you know, like kind of an arcade, and they're just kind of waiting for something to pop out.
Right. You said there were a few openings ahead. Not any of them big enough for people.
So the main tunnel, which you're in, kind of carries on straight. Mm. But there seem to be lots of little ones kind of just randomly off.
Right, okay. Are there any rando boulders lying about?
There's a few rocks and things. Nothing too big.
That's a shame. Is there any mining equipment about?
Not that you can see.
Temptation to just ball up stormtroopers, wad them in the hole, rising. Well, I've got to go down the tunnel. Is there more firing further down the tunnel? Deeper in the
you
mine?
You can see flashes further on.
Okay. As I go past, I'm going to turn to the stormtroopers and say, choose a hole, concentrate on it, and kill anything coming out of it. Each of you choose a hole. And then I'll just go past them. Because just trying to whack-a-mole them is not a good plan.
This is a stormtrooper plan, though.
It is a very stormtrooper plan, which is why I've just given them a better one.
Okay, they kind of stand there and decide what hole they want to choose. Are you carrying on further?
Given there's more flashing going on further down, I will carry on in that direction on the basis that I don't know whether there's more giant crystals that need removing. And if there is, okay. Well, I kind of need to get down there and grab it.
Okay. You come to, like, the next junction, I suppose, and the tunnel that you're in splits into two.
I go down the noisiest one, unless they're equally noisy.
There is a wolf running towards you.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, I'll murder a wolf. Or get ready to murder a wolf anyway.
Okay. I will skip back to 12th Brother for a minute. You are still programming this trailer thing, but you think you've got it.
Oh. Like every piece of Imperial technology, it's always just a little bit cack-handed.
Mm-hmm. You can hear, well, you're not sure what you can hear. Quite a lot is being drowned out by this crystal.
That's fair. Turning it up to 11 doesn't really do it justice.
No. But you think you're getting there. Next, we'll move back to the Ewok.
Mm-hmm.
And you are chasing
the wolves that ran across in front of me.
Yep. The one in front of you, you could probably catch if you wanted to attack it. Or
yeah, I'll make
do,
a quick.
Do you want to do anything else?
No, I'll make an attack at it.
Okay.
A quick attack.
Okay.
Would make sense. That's. Oh wow, that is a zero. I managed to roll 3 ones.
Ow.
Yeah.
Can you tag anything?
I could tag one of my aspects. I know pain. Let me share it with you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that for a reroll?
Yeah.
On 3 ones, yeah. I'd go for the reroll.
that was not any better. That is still a zero.
Fucking hell.
Two of the ones became twos. Yeah, no, I did not catch them.
Really?
No, the wolf at the back seems to sense something and just kind of jinks to one side.
Fuck.
And he does increase his speed. 19th brother.
Uh-huh. I believe there is a wolf coming at me.
You have a wolf in front of you, yeah.
Excellent. Well, in that case, I've fought these wolves a couple of times, haven't I?
Yep.
Do I have an idea how unpleasant they are? Like, is it one good lightsaber hit, they're probably down, or is it maybe a couple?
You fought a couple in the trees, didn't you?
Down the...
Did you
bisected you... one and then ran back with the speeders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did the running backwards and forwards with the speeders.
But that was from stealth, which is why I'm asking.
They're not weedy. You think they probably have quite a nasty bite.
Okay. In which case, what I'm going to do is, as it comes towards me, I'm going to actually try and wrong foot it and create an advantage against it. Because if I get enough successes to gain an extra tag, I deal 2 shifts of damage instead.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and wait until it's sort of coming at me and then step sideways and shoulder barge it into the wall very forcefully so that it's off guard for when I try and murder it in a minute. The force, she says, well, yes, I like this plan, 6, which if that beats its defense by 2, I actually still create the advantage, but it takes 2 shifts of damage.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, so I've got 1 shift. Again, I've got a tag against the next round, and it takes 2 shifts of damage.
Okay.
I like it when a plan comes together. Ah!
Okay, it does kind of attempt a dodge.
Guessing it doesn't work, though.
you still catch it kind of like top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
It's still up.
Yeah. Well, I expected it to be. That's why I built. That's why I got myself a benefit against it for the next round.
Is gonna try and bite your face off though.
That's fair. I guess I'd quite like to try and quickly get out of the way.
Okay.
The force says you can sort of quickly get out of the way, giving me just a 2.
Okay. You do. Just about managed to avoid its teeth as it bites its jaw.
Huzzah!
There does seem to be another one behind it.
Okay, well...
But
one at a time, people!
It's going to have to wait its turn.
Yes. This one's probably going to die pretty handily next round because, the plus 2 hit shift is gonna help me.
Okay. Wealth Brother. You're programming this, what seems to be a very stupid trailer. When the troopers that are with you start firing at something.
Uh-huh. I can't see what they're firing at, can I?
Not really, no, but you can probably guess.
I'm assuming they make a certain yapping and paw look. Like sound?
one of the troopers is like flung against the wall and slumps next to the trailer.
That's new. Flung against the wall.
There's a yelp as the second trooper, obviously. Are you going to continue with your programming?
Do I lose progress if I try anything else?
No, you just won't be moving the crystal.
Okay. How close am I to getting it moving?
The percentage bar is probably at like 80%.
I will continue programming because that way, even if I have to stabify something, it will be independently getting out of the place.
Okay. So you're leaving it to the 2 troopers left?
Yep.
Okay.
At some point, point blank range does have to come into this.
it goes quiet after the trooper falls on the floor. A second trooper shouts that it's disappeared again, and we will move back to the 17th brother. The tunnel here is getting a bit wider and taller, and there is a bit of a ledge up on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Are
the wolves taking that, or...?
No, they're sticking to the floor.
Okay, I'm going to go up the ledge and try and use that to sort of be able to sort of jump down onto them.
Okay. You don't have to... I mean, you can just kind of force jump up there. It's not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You could get alongside one. If you want to try and leap on it.
Okay. I'll go for a quick attack.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, dice. That's more like it. That's 5 in total.
Okay. The wolf at the back doesn't notice you coming this time. And do you want to jump on it? Or are you just using your saber to attack it?
I mean, if I can get on it and sort of, if I can get on it and sort of be attacking it or sort of Yeah, if I can land on it and attack it.
Okay, you'd be able to get onto it, but you wouldn't be able to attack this round. So you want to wolf surf? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll wolf surf. I'll wolf surf.
You can then jump onto it, like jump up onto the ledge, and then onto the wolf's back.
Yep. Okay.
It does try and flick you off. Did you want to make a roll to try and stay balanced?
Yeah. I will. I guess that would probably be like a clever roll, maybe.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's a two.
Okay. It does beat you, so you do kind of overbalance to one side.
Okay.
So you'd have to rebalance before you
could attack.
Can attack next round.
Okay.
But it does keep running in the direction it was running.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
19th brother.
So the one that I've put off its balance, I'm going to attempt to kill.
Okay.
I think because I know there's another one coming, I don't think I can really be cute about this. So I am just going to forcefully smash its fucking face off.
Okay.
Christ. So at this point, I'm going to tag claws on the outside, fire on the inside, and re-roll my terrible, terrible roll, and get an even worse one. Well, so I've got two more fate points, but that's a bit shit. I'm going to have to go with the even worse roll, sadly. So I managed a forceful attack of 3 and use up my free tag, which really sucks. I'm talking crap. I don't need to use the tag for the +2. I could have used it for the reroll, in which case I can now still reroll. So I'm gonna, because this is terrible. That is much more impressive. This time I get a 5. Sorry, I forgot that I can use the tag for a reroll as well.
Okay. Yeah, he can't defend that. So you smack him in the head again. And he kind of gives a yelp and staggers to the side.
Mm-hmm.
He's not dead yet, but he seems to be quite leaning against the wall now.
Okay. Well,
but it does mean that the one behind him is now accessible.
Okay. Well, I've taken my action for the round. So he probably gets to have a go at me first.
Yeah. So he's going to try a biting attack as well.
Mm-hmm. I will try and quickly get out of the way. I do not. I get 1.
No, he gets a 3.
Well, on a benefit here, because I'm a force rager, once per game session, I can ignore one hit against me as I just plain don't feel it. So I just plain don't feel it. He can bite me all he likes, but this time I don't care because I'm cross.
Okay.
It's only once per session, though, so the next one's going to fucking suck.
Yeah, so he bites at you, but it doesn't do anything. Okay, we shall move around again to the 12th brother. You are, you're probably at like mid-90s now on the programming bar.
Speaking as someone who makes software for a living, yeah, progress bars are bullshit. I will continue to program.
Okay. The two troopers who are in the same area as you go running after the wolves down one of the tunnels, but you can't see which one.
I can probably only just about hear them go, and that's over the screeching of this wretched rock. So I'm just going to keep doing the thing that I can do and fucking hope I can get out of here.
Okay. Let's move on to the wolf surfing then.
Okay.
So you need to, you've been knocked off balance, so you're going to need to try and rebalance before you can make an attack.
Okay, yeah. Any particular trait I should be rolling for that, or...?
You want to go for clever?
Yeah, I can do clever. One.
Okay, you do kind of think you've centered yourself, so you can swing and make an attack.
Okay, so we'll do a quick attack. That is two.
Okay, the wolf can't really defend because I'm assuming, just like, well, are you stabbing down or are you slashing or?
I'm just sort of like, yeah, just sort of slashing down at it, sort of at the back of its neck.
Okay, it can't really defend that, but it does try and throw you off again.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Would that be a kind of quick roll to defend that?
Yep, you can use quick.
Okay, so that is two.
The wolf gets a two as well. So you manage to, like, not fall off by kind of leaning against the wall to hold you up.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And you can see ahead of you, you're coming to, like, an intersection. And there seems to be firing, like, cross-firing coming from the cross-section.
Okay.
Where are we? 19th, brother.
Well, rather annoyingly, I've still got two wolves to deal with. One of them's leaning against the wall, and one of them's coming at me. So I think I'm probably going to have to try what I did before and wrong foot the second one. Because the first one's quite injured now, isn't he? Because I've done him at least two shifts of damage, if not more. So I reckon what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till this next one jumps at me and try and force slam him into the roof. Basically going to try and duck under him and force slam him into the roof as he goes over. But again, this is going to be to try and disorientate him so that I get an advantage next round. And again, if I get enough to get an extra tag, I deal him some damage. Welp. Currently, that's a three.
Okay. He also rolled a three as a defense.
Okay, so I don't create the advantage, but I do get a plus one forward against him next time.
Okay.
I assume he's going to try and murder me now.
He is going to try and murder you, yes.
Fair enough. That's fine. He can totally try.
He rolled a two.
Oh, I need to roll quick. I also rolled a two, so he gets a plus one forward against me as well.
Okay.
I'm hoping to make him dead before he gets to that, though.
The other wolf doesn't seem to want to...
Really?
Oh.
It's been put off, you say?
And it's, like, trying to, like, back slowly away.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait until, I don't want these two to run off, because quite frankly, these guys, we need to finish them off. We need to bring them down. So if it looks like he's going to start running off, I'm just going to attack him.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's trying to, like, slink away so he can.
So he can come at me from behind through his weird teleporting weirdness. I know what he's up to. This is the less injured one, yeah?
No, this is the injured one.
Oh, this is the injured one. Right, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to wait and see what the... So the less injured one tried to bite me and I fended him off. The injured one is now trying to get away. I would probably swap targets and try and finish him off, if I'm honest. So I will attempt to stab him with my lightsaber before he gets too far. Well, a total of four.
You managed to, slash him more on his head, and he just, where he was kind of leaning against the wall for support, he's just kind of slumped now.
That's good. That just leaves the one that's still currently trying to kill me.
There is a weird kind of sound as that happens.
Right, okay.
And then it stops.
Okay.
We're back to 12, I think.
Is it done yet?
It claims to be done.
Uh-huh.
it's a fairly simple system. So you are able to like program it to move through the cave and outside.
That's a good start. Let's go with that.
I mean, it's kind of automated, so you could leave it if you wanted to move further into the cave, find out where those troopers have gone, or are you going to stay with it?
I want to move so that it is to my back and look in the direction that I heard the troopers go and hope that I still have some force retina left.
Okay, they went down tunnel 3.
Uh-huh. No sign of them?
No sign of them, and you can't see anything lying on the floor. They must have gone round a bend.
Okay, I am going to make sure that the cart is headed out towards the outer 3 and head down tunnel 3.
Okay, tunnel 3 is a very narrow one.
Okay, how narrow are we talking?
You can just about kind of move easily if you were, you know, running along.
Okay, so stormtroopers in armor should be rattling off the walls then.
Yeah, it would be less easy for them. You do see some scrapes where you assume they've caught themselves on the rock. And the tunnel kind of veers off to the left.
Okay. I am going to, before I take that turn, I am going to say on the con that I am going that way.
Okay. As you move down the tunnel, it's a fairly short tunnel, and you come to a junction, and there's a stormtrooper like training his gun on it, and it's probably the shock of seeing an Inquisitor, but he does let off a shot, but he misses you. Sorry. Probably for the best.
Skype crapped up a bit there. What am I seeing?
That was a stormtrooper guarding the entrance to the tunnel that you were coming out of.
And he's just trying to shoot you.
He was a bit surprised, but the shot kind of pings off the wall.
Oh, no. We don't tolerate that shit here. He's giving a lightsaber through the chest.
Fair enough.
Okay, he is not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting a blaster to the face.
But you didn't get a blaster to the face.
No, but he damn well tried.
Look better than management.
He was told to guard a tunnel, so he did.
Oops.
So you've got several choices now of which way to go.
Okay. How many choices?
Unless you want to go the way you've come or another tunnel that looks like it heads back, you've got three.
Three new choices.
So there's a choice of three tunnels.
I choose one.
Okay, you go down tunnel 1, and then we're going to move back to the Ewok.
Okay, I will make a roll to try and stabilize myself. I got a 1 on that.
Okay, you do manage to stabilize yourself enough to take another shot.
Swing. Okay, I will take a quick slash at him. And that is a 4 that time.
Okay, you do manage to catch him enough to actually kind of he like stumbles. So you are thrown forward.
Go ahead. Finish.
The wolf kind of skids to a stop. Do you want to?
As it's tumbling, can I sort of use the momentum to try and grab onto the next wolf?
Yeah, you can try and grab him.
Okay. Would quick work for that, considering I'm trying to do it quickly?
Yeah, that's probably the most sensible option.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that's a 7.
Okay. The wolf doesn't feel you coming, but you manage to like grab his tail and swing up onto its back.
Okay.
19th, brother.
Right. So I've only got one wolf left.
Yes.
It's the one I have a +1 forward against. I'm not going to be cute again. I'm just going to try and kill it because this is taking too long and I need to get further in. So I will just attempt to murder it. I'm going to tag claws on the outside, fires on the inside because that was terrible. Oh, that's even worse. Okay, I get one. So I guess I'm not hitting him to... I get two with the plus one forward. I'm guessing that's not going to be enough.
No.
No. Well, in that case, I guess I wait until he tries to attack me.
He is going to attack you.
Probably not. My defense is 3.
Yeah, he doesn't manage to bite your face off this time.
Good.
And you do sense just in time the 12th brother coming up behind you.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, he can help me with this fucking wolf.
Did you want to have a go at the wolf?
12th brother?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Okay. It looks like your brother, the 19th brother, is having a bit of a long-fought battle with this one.
Well, I don't want to hit him, so I'd like to try and be careful. But that's okay. Only a 1, which is unhelpful.
It's kinda. You do manage to, like, singe his fur, but nothing, no major damage. That one's a tap. We're back to the Ewok.
Okay, so I landed quite spectacularly on this other wolf, so I am just going to try and, again, just slash at this one.
Okay.
That's a 2.
Okay, yeah, you managed to, like, slash it across its back. It gives a bit of a howl as you slash it, and it seems to be in pain now, so it's slowing down.
Okay.
It is going to try and throw you off.
Okay, that makes sense. I will try and resist. We've got 4 to resist.
Yeah, you manage easily to keep your balance because it's just shit at rolling. Are you taking any notice of where this wolf is going?
I mean, I'm a bit more focused at the moment on trying not to fall off and kill it. So, honestly, not really.
Okay. The other two brothers, then, you've still got this one to deal with. Do you actually want to roll to see who goes first this time?
I guess that's a quick roll.
Quick or clever? I can't remember. Go for clever.
I get 2.
Mordrigan?
The force wants me to go first, let's put it that way.
Okay,
6. Right, well, the force might want me to go first, but I bet the dice don't want me to hit this fucking wolf. I'm going to try and kill the fucking wolf. Okay, the force has decided that I may kill this fucking wolf. 5?
Yeah, you fairly easily, actually, just...
When you finally hit the thing, it's quite easy when you've got a lightsaber. It's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, funny that. You managed to, like, catch it across the neck,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of fairly terminal for most things. And, yeah, you can easily just, like, force it down and it collapses.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. There was more shooting down here. And then... I guess I start moving down the corridor again towards where the shooting was.
Okay. Are you following 12th brother?
Yep. Okay. I will mention. I managed to get the floaty thing moving, so it should be heading outside with that giant bloody crystal.
Hooray!
Okay, you head...
Sorry, continue.
You head off down the cave. 12th brother,
Uh-huh.
Are you monitoring the travel of the crystal?
Yes, I would be.
Okay. It's all going fine. Right. Ewok.
Mm-hmm.
As you come to an intersection, something starts shooting at the wolf.
That makes sense. I will work on, I assume it is probably our troopers, which is good. They're doing their jobs.
You need to make a quick roll.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I not get shot. That's a 3.
Okay. This trooper that's guarding this tunnel entrance seems to be very enthusiastic compared to quite a lot of the others, and just let rip as this like a hail of blaster fire. As soon as the wolf appears, he seems to be just holding the trigger down. Luckily, because you've got your lightsaber out, the hits that could possibly have hit you ping off it, and you do manage to dodge a couple, which is probably good for the trooper. The wolf, however, doesn't slow down because of the firing, but carries on into the next tunnel.
Okay. Can I take a slash at it again?
You can, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, that was a 1, so not particularly good slash this time.
That doesn't do anything. He does manage to unbalance you, and you do need to make another roll to see if you fall off or not.
Okay. That's a 5.
Okay, you manage to stop yourself by grabbing onto some of his fur and just holding on. The wolf does seem to be slowing down, though. The other two brothers, this tunnel starts to widen out.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of trooper bodies here.
Right.
There is, you think you can see a wolf at the back, and there's also a crystal.
Right. Big or normal sized crystal?
Not as big as the first one, but it is still like a couple of meters long.
Okay. Well, in that case, that wolf probably got to go before something happens to this crystal. I'm going to be very careful not to swing my weapon in any way that's going to hit the crystal, because I guess that's going to be a bad day to be me. So that's
probably a bad day to be
everything
anyone
in the cave vicinity. So what I'd actually probably do is force leap into the room, putting myself between the wolf and the crystal, and at the same time, as I'm going over it, bring some of the rocks down from the roof onto it with my lightsaber. Guess what? I'm using create an advantage again, because that is a useful thing for me to do. So I shall forcefully leap at him. Why do the fucking... How many fate points have I used? I think I've used 2. That sound right?
Because
I did a tag reroll and then a reroll, and then I've done a reroll on the previous one. I can't remember using any others because I'm about to use another one because that was fucking shit. I think I'm now out for this session at least. And our survey says these dice are going in the bin. No, I get 0.
Okay. I mean, you do manage to flip over the wolf. It darts forward to attack the 12th brother, which it doesn't manage to do anything. So you don't need to even bother rolling a defense. 12th brother, did you want to? Charging you, although it's failing to do an attack.
I would like to stabinate him with a line of plasma.
Okay, off you go.
Oh, well, piss on everything. I would probably be going with careful for that. That's a total of 1 because the dice keep giving me -1s.
Keeps giving me minus fucking 3.
Oh, jeez.
Oof. When the wolf recognizes that you're about to attack it, it kind of veers off and heads towards another tunnel, and then it's almost instantly out of sight. So you two are left in an area with a couple of meter long crystal.
Another one?
Yeah. We don't actually have a gurney, though, do we?
No, but I'm basically blind in here. Which way did the damn wolf go?
Don't Which way did the wolf go?
It went down one of the small tunnels. Not the one that you came down, but a smaller one next to it.
Small enough that we can't fit, or
it's a bit more Ewok size than like humanoid size.
Okay, well that's going to be a problem for somebody else.
Coming into the area is another wolf. It seems to have an Ewok on the top.
Oh, one escaped down that hole. I pointed the hole.
17th brother, you've entered a large cave area with your two other brothers in it. There's a crystal you can see there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting off this wolf ride? Or
I mean, can I jump onto the other wolf that was ahead? Or can I try and forcibly end this wolf ride by attacking this wolf and hopefully killing it this time?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, that's a one, so probably not.
No, that doesn't really do a lot. There isn't a wolf in front of you anymore.
Okay.
All right, like that.
Okay. Oh, well, never mind. Okay. Well, I'm still focusing on trying to get this one dealt with, to be honest.
Okay, so 12th and 19th, brother, are you going to attack this wolf that's entered with an Ewok balanced on the top?
Is the Ewok obviously trying to kill the wolf he's riding on?
He does appear to be trying to insert his lightsaber in it, yes.
In which case, I'm going to forcefully slash at it.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Minus three. I get enough. Sorry, minus two, so I get one.
I will attempt to join the stabinating fun.
I don't have enough dice to throw these ones in the bin as well.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to try and play for the 17th brother, I think it 17th? 19th. Mordrigan, being a distraction so I can 19th. Count this as sneaky.
Okay.
Can I get away with that?
I mean, the wolf is distracted by an Ewok on it, so if nothing else, so yeah.
Cool. Total of four.
Okay. The wolf is very distracted, and you do manage to ground it. The Ewok does not have a very pretty landing.
Did I get it?
Yes.
Good.
Switches off lightsaber.
And you are all left in a cave with a quite large kyber crystal. Shall we leave it there?
Yes.
Given the time.
I think that makes sense. Shall I do the thing?
Yep.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to as we basically tried desperately to murder wolves in a set of tunnels and were pretty roundly betrayed by our dice. But if you have enjoyed what you've been listening to, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecoursefortinedice.net, thecoursefortinedice@gmail.com, technically at Twitter's. Don't bother, I'm not looking. And thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.